If you want to fit in well in the business world, you should polish your use of vague, abstract, empty communications until your writing naturally comes out sounding like the following job ad I found online. The early education expert, EEE, facilitates full and effective implementation of the Child Signature Program's program elements and evidence-based instructional practices by providing staff with instructional leadership through the design, delivery, and coordination of intensive professional development, education program development and improvement, facilitation of interdisciplinary collaboration, and administrative support. Now, on the other hand, if you actually want to be, you know, understood, maybe you should consider a different approach. Say, for example, something radical like using simple, specific language that says exactly what you mean. Of course, that's coming from someone who works in print media, where clear, simple, specific communication is in and empty gusts of hot air are out. But maybe that tells you something. Maybe it means there's some value to this type of business blather that someone like me just doesn't get. Maybe empty, jargon-laden business speak is a good way to appear like you have something to say when you don't. Or maybe it's a way to show you fit in, that you can talk nonsense with the best of them. But the one thing it's not is a way to be understood. When you want to actually get your message across, you need to find your way out of the wilderness of business jargon. It's not that hard. All you have to do is ask yourself what you really want to say, then choose specific words and straightforward sentence structures in which to say it. So let's look at that sentence from the job ad to see where exactly it goes so wrong. Here it is again. The early education expert, EEE, facilitates full and effective implementation of the Child Signature Program's program elements and evidence-based instructional practices by providing staff with instructional leadership through the design, delivery, and coordination of intensive professional development, education program development and improvement, facilitation of interdisciplinary collaboration, and administrative support. Now, how is that one sentence, you might wonder? Why, through the magic of semicolons, which let you turn any sentence into a barrage of words that go on far longer than any human attention span. In this case, they went on farther than even the writer's attention span. Notice how the main clause of the sentence says that the expert they're seeking, expert being the subject, facilitates, which is the verb. Then the sentence lists, using semicolons, three objects of the verb. But the third object of the verb is facilitation of interdisciplinary collaboration, whatever that means. So the sheer length of this sentence caused the writer to miss the fact that the sentence says the expert facilitates facilitation. Ugh. This sentence also uses that oh-so-annoying habit of inserting initials in parentheses after a term. In this case, the early education expert identified in parentheses with EEE. That strategy is usually unhelpful to the reader and further slows down the sentence. Then, we get to the first idea of the sentence, which is that the early education expert facilitates full and effective implementation. That's an awfully big gust of hot air when all they really needed to say was implements. Even implements isn't ideal. It's kind of abstract and stiff, but it sure is better than facilitates full and effective implementation of. Note the word implementation here. It's a noun, but it's a noun derived from a verb. This is called a nominalization. A nominalization takes something that could have been an action and turns it into a static, abstract thing, a noun. When you want your writing to be vivid, that is often a bad idea. Yet bad business writing is loaded with nominalizations. For example, our job ad in one sentence has 12 of them. They are implementation, practices, leadership, design, delivery, coordination, two instances of the word development, improvement, facilitation, collaboration, and support. Many of these nominalizations serve as objects of the verb facilitate. So because they're a nominalized form, Instead of saying that this person coordinates, they say that this person facilitates coordination. Instead of saying that the person develops, the ad says that the person facilitates development. And instead of saying that the person implements, the ad says that the person facilitates implementation. True, saying that someone implements something does have a slightly different meaning from saying he or she facilitates implementation. The latter does mean that the person helps to do something instead of just doing it himself. But that's a poor excuse for this kind of language when you notice that in this ad, the writer couldn't name a single thing that the person just does, only things he facilitates. Normally, when I see such a great example of bad writing, I like to rewrite it to show how it might be improved. But in this case, I can't. To rewrite something more clearly, you need to know what the person was trying to say in the first place. And this all-too-typical example of business writing was so bad that at the heart of it, you can't pinpoint a single tangible thing to say. So remember that the key to effective business communication is the same as in all other areas of communication. Shoot for action-oriented, specific verbs, tangible or at least clear nouns, and short sentences that actually, say something.